We are continuing our previous shiur b'Siyata Dishmaya, and we saw the Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah which teaches that the Beis Din, if they said Mekudesh Mekudesh at night, it's already too late. You can't be Mekadesh the Chodesh. And then we had a case where the Beis Din saw it themselves, and we had the case of Chakira Se'edim. And the Gemara says, you might think that b'chakira se'edim, tchilas din is b'yom, they're choker them during the day. So like the animamus, it can start during the day, and the Gemara din's at night, everything is cool, so kamash milan, no. It needs to be, the ma'aseh kiddush needs to be during the day. For like the Rashbas, we saw that by the Beis Din, we already have that kiddush, even the Reisha. You already learned that if it starts during the day, it's no good, because the Beis Din themselves, the Zolte Shemir Gedolah Meiriah, if they see it, that's even better than the Edim. So nevertheless, it says that if they weren't Mekadesh it until night, it's Mu'ubar. So even if the Beis Din saw it at the end of the day, they saw the moon, and they didn't say Mekudesh until night, it's no good. It started during the day, their Re'iah started during the day. Zolte Shemir Gedolah Meiriah, so they saw it themselves during the day. That's like it's even better than Shemir. And yet it doesn't work for them to be Mekadesh it at night. So the same thing would apply then to Nech Gredin. And what's the difference? So the Rashba answers that if it was just from the Reish, we would have said that Alpi Riyasim, they're Mekadesh when they say Mekudesh, and that's Haschalas of a Gamro. That's the Haschal and the Gemar at night. But Nech Gredin, when they're Mekadesh now, Ide Chakira Se'edim, we'll say that the beginning was during the day and then it ended at night. So we have to understand the Chiluk. Why, when the Beis Din sees it, is the whole thing done at night, even though they saw it during the day? When there's a Nech Gra Edim, that started during the day. What's the Chiluk? That wasn't clear. So we understood with the Ba'amkus the idea of the Beis Din, what they do. They have two kochos. They have a koch of Psak, and they also have a koch to be mavar the emes of the Maisa. So how are they mavar the emes of the Maisa? By the Edim being made. And let's say they see it themselves. So that's also a type of Ne'amanus. They're Ne'aman that that's what they really saw. They're Ne'aman that that's the Emes. So that's the dual task of the Beis Din. But it's not just Stam Shalotei Shemir Gedola Meir'iya Svar Pshuta, that seeing it is better than hearing about it. That's all they need. No. But they're seeing it themselves is a Ne'amanus. That they're Ne'aman that that's what they saw. Just like they would be as Edim. So the Rambam says in the 24th parak of Hilchos Sanhedrin Halacha Aleph that a dayan can be done al pi umdina. Normally you need edim, but if you don't have edim, so then whatever the bayan thinks is right, he has an umdina. It's paskin in Shulchan Aruch, Sim and Tesavav, and the Tor. And then Nesivus asks, I understand if they see a maisa at night, we say that it's no good because ain't edna as a dayan. But it's what about umdina? It's an umdina de muchach, so what's the problem? Don't come out to Edim. I'll come out to Umdana de Muchach if they saw it at night, so it's Muchach that it really happens, and let them judge the next day. What's the problem? Tidia Barua Lo Safek. So based on what we said, we can explain that the Rambam says that an Umdana works is talking about where the Maisa comes in front of the Beis Din when they're Roy Ladun. Inyana Maisu Shemochiach. Varezu Umdana Shroy Lismochala Kol Echad. It's like they were Makam, when they saw the Maisa, it's like at that time they were Makabal Edim. You can even pass in a din when you have Tainas and one Tainas is better than the other. And the Mandam Rabari Shem Abari, if you're Motzi Maman Alpi Tainas Bari. Also other Hochachos, it's like Edus. When they see it at night, this Ria was in front of a Beis Din. Because at night they weren't a Beis Din. So, if they see it at night, then you have to come on to Edus. They need to be made afterwards. Ein Edna Sedayin. So when they see it during the day, there's a Maisa based on their Re'iah. And that was what was Mischadish in the Nevelotei Shemir Gedola Me'Re'iah, that even on the Re'iah of Dayanim, there's a Din Mishpat, and it's included in the Maisa Din. and they have Ne'emanus Hiptayanim, but when they see it at night, which is not a Shag Sher Eladim, their Re'iyah is not Petaris Beisdin, it's Petariyah Pratis Shel Kol Adam. So they have no Ne'emanus Beisdin. They have no Ne'emanus Beisdin at night, so then they have to be made like regular Eidim. Ah, Ein Eid Nasidayin. So now they need Hechsher Eidus, that doesn't work anymore. In other words, if Petaris Beisdin, they see it, that's what it means. Ein Shemi Gadol, Lote Shemi Gadol Amei Re'iyah. They have Ne'emanus, they have Ne'emanus of Dayanim, but that's only when they're serving as Dayanim, that's during the day. But what they see at night, they're seeing as individual citizens. What they see as independent citizens, that they have to be made the next day, and that's Ein Eid Nasidayin. The Rashba writes in Baba Kamet Sadi Amid Beis that a Yachad Mumcha L'Rabim can be done Dinei Mamanus B'Yechidi. He can judge Dinei Mamanus, but he doesn't have a Din of Lote Shemir Gedola Meiriyah. He can't be Motzi Mamana P'Riyasu B'Vad Apishnai Meidim Yakum Dober. But what's the Pshat? He sees the Maisa, why can't it be done when it was misbarred, just like it was, just like if he had had Eidim? Based on what we said, we understand very well. The Din of Lote Shemir Gedola Meiriyah is not a Svar Pshuta that the... If he sees it, so that's even greater than hearing about it, because he has more ne'amanus. No. Nischadish din ne'amanus shel hadayanim al etzem ha-maisa. There's this din of ne'amanus on the maisa that the... It's not just that their judgment is correct. It's that the etzem maisa, they have ne'emanus on what actually happened. Remember, you need two things for the basin to paskin. You need the koach of psak, that their psak is correct, and that the mice is correct. So normally the edim are coming to tell them the mice is correct. But if they see it themselves, then they need ne'emanus that the mice really happened. So that type of ne'emanus, the Rashba says, doesn't work for one dayan. So the dayan has koach for din, for the koach hapsak, that the dayan has. But the din ne'amanus al etzem ha'maisa, for that you need two edim. Al pishnayim edim yakum dabar. Or, al tzbeisdin. Beisdin also has ne'amanus al etzem ha'maisa. But this person is not a beisdin, he's only one person. So again, that's the yisod of Lote Shemir Gedola Meiriyah, Shene'emanus HaBeisdin, Hu Gam Al Etzem HaMaisa, that they have Ne'emanus not only on the Psak being correct, but also on the Maisa that it happened this way. And one person isn't enough. For that you need at least two. If it was Ne'emanus BeEtzem HaMishpat, that the Psak is correct, so here's a Koch HaPsak, one guy, so let the one guy judge Al Piriyah. But it's Ne'emanus on the Maisa that he's made on the Maisa that he doesn't have koach for anymore. He has koach on the Psak. And we can add and explain B'das Rashi V'Aramban, who don't hold of Din Shelotei Shemir Gedola Meiriyah elsewhere, only in Kiddush HaChodesh. So they say it's Gzeiras HaKosov, because there it doesn't say Agada, it says Gzeiras HaKodesh, you just have to see it. But based on what we said, we can understand even more deeply that the Iker Chisaron is that the Torah didn't give a Din Ne'emanus to the Dayan on the Etzem HaMaisa, so therefore we lack the Shlemus HaMishpat, because he doesn't have a din emanah. So now it would appear that's only b'shar dinim. Again, according to Rashi and the Ramban, that the din of Lotei Shemir Gedola Meir is by other dinim. Only by Kiddush HaChodesh and not by other dinim. Because the basin doesn't have koach ne'emanus on the etzem ha'maisa. Ava, b'kiddush HaChodesh, harei ne'emra alacha, tem afil shogem, tem afil mizidim. You don't have to have ne'emanus on the etzem ha'maisa, because it could even if they get it wrong, it's still considered a new month. Kiddush is chal no matter what. So there's no chisaron of ne'emanus betzem ma'aseh kiddush for din ha'mishpat shebo. She'afim eino emes chol ha'kiddush. So even if it's not true, it's the kiddush is chal. So we don't really care what exactly the ma'aseh was. All you need is the koch ha'psak of the beis din. So me'mela chazar adin that the mitzvah l'kaddish al pi'ar he was given over to the beis din. So as long as they see it, whatever they see is what is. They don't have to have ne'emanus on the etzem ha'maisa. We said that Beisdin doesn't have ne'emanus on the etzem ha'maisa, but they don't need it by Kiddush HaChodesh. Because even if they get it wrong, it's still going to be the new month. They can still sanctify it. So therefore, whatever they say they saw, whether they're right or wrong, that works. Kazerei v'kadesh. Normally, in normal cases, you need emunas in the etzem ha'maisa. But here you don't. Because afilu shogin, afilu mezidim, even if they get it wrong on purpose, it's still going to be the new month. So memela, since you don't need emunas in the etzem ha'maisa, they're believed based on what they see. Chazer adin, that we can be mekadesh based on ri'iyah. Even the basin can be mekadesh based on ri'iyah. And you don't need eidim. Normally you need eidim in the etzem ha'maisa, but here you don't. So based on this, we can understand the Rashba. I understand that nishlam minyan zeshal kabbalah says it's when were they mekabel the eidim during the day. They already made during the day. They have memunas during the day. Nechkor do some. So this part of the mishpat is already finished. So that's tchilas din. So we have a havamina, right? The Gemara is a havamina, says the Rashba, that they can be gomer the din and make a kaddish lechodesh balayla. Aval kashur were based in bilvad when only based in sees it. Adayin chaser b'cheftza shel mishpat din emunas. Shein lanu b'shazul ariyas in bilvad. So this is the key. When they say Mekudesh, when they give that psak, that is their edus also. That's what they saw. So it's really all happening at once. Before they said it, they didn't have Dine Emanus of Dayanim. It's not even considered Tchilas Din. Before they saw it, they weren't really a Beis Din yet. They were just independent citizens when they saw it during the day. They weren't seeing it as a Beis Din. When do they come together as a Beis Din? They come together as a Beis Din when they say Mekudesh Mekudesh. When they paskin it, they come together as a Beis Din. And that's happening at night. You can't say that's happening during the day. So when Beis Din paskins during the day, then everything is cool. Based on what they saw, they paskin during the day. So at the same time, they have their ne'emanus on the etzem ha'maisa, and they also have their koach ha'psak. So both are happening right now, and that's fine. But when they paskin at night, so both are happening right now, that's not fine. You have to have tchilas adin b'yom. That's not considered. When they saw it during the day, that's not considered tchilas adin. Because they don't have koch ne'emanus yet. They only have koch ne'emanus when they say mekudesh mekudesh as a Beis Din. Mashen came when nechgrei dusam, that really started during the day. Nechgrei dusam started during the day because that chelek of ne'emanus on the etzem ha'maisa was already finished. When the eidim were nechgrei, when they were investigated and everything was found to be true, validated. So memela, at night, maybe you can finish it up. And so that's the havamin of the Gemara and that's the pshat in the Rashba. So, Baruch Hashem, we were zocha. There's obviously a lot more to say. But we will conclude here and give ourselves a bracha that we should be zocha l'umod l'lamid l'shmo v'lasu l'kaimus kol l'bei samu terasa v'yahav amin v'yamen shalom 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 shalom